Download it for your listening pleasure. This is the Tim and Jess podcast.
Big Bicky person, are you, Jess?
I love a Bicky. I love a Bicky.
Run me through your Bicky sitch.
At the moment, my big pregnancy craving is chocolate chip cookies. Like very specifically, wow. They're like Coles 40% chocolate chip ones.
40%?
Yeah. 40, they
is that more than
they
normal?
Guarantee 40% chocolate chips in the biscuit.
Huh.
And they're so good.
Why is it? Like, have you ever eaten a choc chip biscuit and been like...
Only 10%.
Yeah, like, I didn't know that was an issue that the market was facing.
It's just so good. Like, it just... You don't realise you need 40% until you get the 40%. People in this office could back me up.
Okay.
We've discussed it.
Maybe I'm not eating enough biscuits.
Yeah.
I like Anzac biscuits.
Anzac biscuits are good.
They are, like, you know... Obviously, around that Anzac time in April, mm-hmm. that's when I will partake. And then my brain goes, no more.
Sure.
11 months off, 1 month on. But it's similar to how I think our brains treat potentially hot cross buns.
Of course.
That only run between... Somewhere
you wouldn't
between,
smash a hot cross bun right now, would you?
I wanna. But something
but
in
it feels wrong.
Yeah, something in me feels wrong. In the lead up to Father's Day, and look, this is probably just a way that Arnott's is going, hey, remember us. Remember us.
We've got good biscuits.
Father's Day, we do have good biscuits. And apparently there is a proper, genuine list of the top five biscuits that your dad loves.
Oh.
So dads only surveyed for their favourite biscuits. Because they're going, hey, we've done the work for you. You just need to get your dad this biscuit. And funnily enough, they're all ours. We own all of them for Father's Day and he will be happy.
My dad's a fiend for a teddy bear biscuit. A teddy bear biscuit's on the...
Teddy bear biscuit is not in the top five.
You're kidding.
Number one had 47% of the vote. It's really interesting looking at it. Coming in at number five with 7% was the raspberry shortcake. Is that the circle with the little red bit in the middle?
It's not bad.
I like that.
It's an okay biscuit.
Okay.
I'm not reaching for it immediately.
Okay. Have you forgotten the preference that I set that this is a 100% dad's only.
Sorry,
survey?
You are as the only dad in the room. Can you tell me, would you reach for a strawberry shortcake?
I can't remember the last time I got an assorted situation or a favourites or whatever they're called.
Well, that one would be in the cream assorted, so.
But a raspberry's not a cream.
Is it not?
Raspberry's a fruit, my dear.
That's fair.
Do you know what's a cream? Cream.
Cream.
Number four was, and it's a complete left field from the rest of them, Arnott's shapes.
Really?
Also on 7%.
Just all of the shapes.
Yeah. Just again, we happen to own them. Whatever. This is what dads want. Number three. Now this is my Unoro Numo Baduno Manumo. Number one, Jess. I forgot how to speak English. That's how much I love it. It's a Scotch finger.
Everyone loves a Scotch finger.
Did I pass on my not speaking English to you?
Yep, you did, because I got that excited about a Scotch finger.
Scotch finger.
Do you snap your Scotch finger or do you just bite straight into it?
I just ate straight into it.
Again,
Arnott's did this thing last week and it was like, turns out you're eating a Scotch finger wrong. And then there was a literal cartoon of a man breaking it off the
correct
way.
You're supposed to. That's why they put the little indent there.
Yeah, you know, it's like why I like to eat Kit Kats sideways in front of people. Why not? Like, I'm consuming it regardless. Number two is where you lose me. Number two is a mint slice.
Oh, who's liking a mint slice? That's Arnott's going, we've got too much mint slice.
Yes,
start
please,
pushing the mint slice.
Buy it. Literally.
We can't put it at number one because people won't believe it. But number two
is the
people
safe
might
bet.
Start buying it again.
But then again, I look at that and I go, that's gross. But then I'm thinking about my dad, who's 73 years old and very set in his ways. There's a chance that he probably would quite like a mint slice.
So really?
There's a chance. Again, these are 100. I don't know the age profile of the dad surveyed. Number one, 47%. So mind you, number two, mint slice. 11% of people were like, this is the best one.
Is a big surge.
47. So a 36% jump here. It's Tim Tam.
Tim Tam.
Why do you need to push it, Arnott's?
You don't.
People are buying it.
Yeah.
Again, I really like where you're going with the mint slice theory that they're going, it's not moving. We need to put it on some crap list
that we've invented.
Like, Tim Tam doesn't need to win by that much.
No, but at the moment, Tim Tam's a real spenno. So maybe they're like, please, still buy.
Yeah. Well, we've done exactly what they wanted in the lead up to Father's Day.
Disappointed that teddy bears didn't make the list, but that's fine. Maybe they made it at number six.
Maybe they also made it top of the list for children because it's a child's biscuit. But who knows? Jess, we were going to move on. We were talking about biscuits before and we were just going to move on to what was next. But Ava from the newsroom has cracked it.
Well, she's made a stand.
Made a big stand.
And you've decided to give her a platform. Yeah. Good for you. Look at that growth.
From the newsroom, weren't planning on having you in here. Wedged your way in yet again. Good afternoon.
Hello. Sometimes you two act like you're the spokespeople of Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Bellarine.
And I don't know. Last time I checked, we were the number one show for drive.
One of one.
That's just because I don't have one yet. Yeah. And I would be talking nothing but mint slice and what? How amazing
I bet
are.
You like choc mint ice cream too.
And I do.
Yeah.
And
can,
I do.
Oh, hey. Can I just reset what we've been talking
Please.
About? Because people might think that you two have lost your mind. So 100% survey was done of, sorry, a survey was done with people that are just dads. So just dads only about their favourite biscuits. Very coincidentally, it was all Arnott's biscuits. Yeah. Arnott's conducted the survey and you could only answer with an Arnott's biscuit. And again, I'll run you through the top five. Five was a raspberry shortcake. Four was Arnott's shapes. Three was a scotch finger. Two was mint slice. And one was Tim Tam. The distance between two and five is 4%. Mm. The distance between two and one is 36%. So from mint slice to Tim Tam is reigning supreme.
Dads love Tim Tams.
I'm not here to say Tim Tams didn't deserve number one. But you two were acting like mint slice didn't deserve number two.
It definitely did it.
Definitely did
I think it's a publicity stunt by Arnott's trying to get more mint sales, slice sales.
And I'm not a dad, so maybe I'm just not the target demographic.
But sorry, yes. Say less because you've just summed it up.
But I've spoke to the other young people in the office and they're
also not dads.
But you were saying maybe dads are like it because they're old. But I'm saying old and young. Everybody likes mint slice, but you too.
I just, do I want to brush my teeth while I'm eating chocolate?
No.
Do you not like anything minty then?
Chewing gum, but that's to freshen my breath. Like, I don't eat chocolate to freshen my breath.
You guys never rock with anything minty outside of, toothpaste.
Okay, imagine it was the reverse and they made chocolate-flavored chewing gum. Would you enjoy that?
Oh, no.
Exactly. Don't try and mix the things. You're ruining it. Give me a chalky biscuit.
It's not
give
often,
me a minty chewing gum.
Yeah, it's not often I go, what an incredible example you've brought forward, Jess. But that is just a home run right there. You've hit it for six.
This is one of those examples where you two agree. And because that doesn't always happen, you think that means it is universally
okay,
correct.
We will accept any call.
No.
Any call on 5223 2955. Oh, what's that? No one's calling.
No one's calling. We've offered an opportunity and we do have to move on. So
I'm getting an Instagram poll up.
Jess and Tim. Oh, wait, sorry. It's Tim and Jess.
Big, big game on Friday night. Finals footy is finally here, Jess, and the Cats are hosting the Lions at the MCG in a qualifying final.
Hoping for a bit of redemption. It feels like it was just yesterday that this was all happening last year.
Yeah, I know. And we are hoping for a better result. Well, at least Cats fans are. And joining us now on the phone, one of K-Rock's favourites, Sean Manor. Sean, good afternoon. We know you're about to get a haircut, so we appreciate the time, mate. Where are you getting your hair done these days?
Oh, you've thrown me under the bus there. That's great. Good afternoon, Tim and Jess. No, just at the local Streets Barber. The boys, they're amazing in there. So, a few of us boys will go in there. A couple of the boys go weekly. I'm more monthly. So,
weekly?
There's a few that go weekly, believe it or not, a few fortnightlies. But, they obviously got a bit more money than I do. So,
well, you got to look good for this weekend's game. It's a big one.
That's it. Just once a month. So, hopefully, we time it right.
How are you feeling? Week off. And then, I guess, if you win, then there's another week off as well. Yep. And it's one of those conversations where it's like, is it an advantage, a disadvantage? But I imagine everyone wants to win this game on Friday night.
Yeah, spot on. No, you can be arguments for both sides, isn't it, in terms of, having momentum going in. But I think winning momentum's the best kind in finals. So, we put ourselves in a really good position to obviously, be in a qualifying final rather than elimination. So, it would be silly not to try our best and win this game. But, I think, because then you're only one win away from grand final, aren't you? So, No, I think we're absolutely primed there for Friday night. We've obviously had the week off just gone, and yeah, freshens everyone up a little bit, and I think it resets everyone as well. Like, obviously, 24 rounds, it's a long season, and you know, you got to play some good footy throughout, obviously, to get to where we are today. So it's a bit of like a refresh the weekend just gone, and yeah, it's a new season, a lot of people say, so it's bloody exciting.
Yeah, it does feel like a bit of a new season. Like, anything could happen in these next couple of games.
Yeah, spot on. Like, as you said last year, I think we come out and we beat Port quite convincingly. And then, yeah, I think Brisbane, they were down in both games and come back and, you know, come back in a prelim against us as well and got it over the line. And, you know, they go on to win a flag by 70 points. So it's pretty crazy what this time of year can do to people and teams. So, I think we've got a pretty good record in finals, and we're hoping to continue that for sure.
Sean, I know it was in the news a lot last week and a lot of people were having a bit of a giggle, but genuinely, congratulations. You were awarded at the AFL Awards night the AFL Coaches Association Young Player of the Year. Now, you are 28, and that's been well publicised, but it's essentially it's your first 2 years inside the AFL, the votes that you poll from the Coaches Awards, and essentially you've polled that the most over the last 2 years. I know that there's been a lot of people making fun of a 28-year-old winning, but...
Yeah, have you seen this sort of discourse online?
Well, Tim actually messaged me and got into me about that as well, so...
you dog, Tim.
No, Tim just actually sent me really nice messages, and so I appreciate that. But, yeah, it's all part of it, isn't it? Like, well, you can have a laugh about it, and I certainly have, but at first, yeah, I was a bit embarrassed about it in terms of, you know, it is the wording of it is Young Player of the Year or whatever it is. But, yeah, obviously you mentioned my age a couple of times now, so thanks for that. But, but yeah, being 28, it obviously is a bit strange. But, I think I've come to terms with it all, and just appreciating the accolade. It's obviously the coaches vote on it, so it's, you know, pretty prestigious because they can see the game pretty well every week. And if you're getting coaches' votes, that's obviously a nice thing. But, as I mentioned a couple of times now, I'd like to credit it to all the people that have helped me get to this point, and especially since being at Geelong the last couple of years. So many people have put a lot of time into me, and obviously them even taking a punt on me and drafting me. So, yeah, obviously first people would thank me, Wellesley and Mac, and, you know, all my coaches from then. So hopefully it's, just a recognition for the time they've put into me.
Well, I think it's just more praise for the recruiting department of the Cats to be finding players that mature age picks. And Sean, you've come in and you've fitted into this team so well. Again, awarded the AFL Coaches Association Young Player of the Year last week. So, Sean, that's awesome. Also, this Friday is going to be your teammate Max Holmes' 100th game.
Yeah.
Scary that he's only played 99 so far for how good he is.
Yeah, spot on, yeah. He's obviously very stiff to miss out on the All-Australian team, and I think he might be able to prove a few people wrong this Friday night. And, 100 games is obviously an amazing achievement, but as you mentioned, he's so young, so he's still got so much to grow in his game, and so it's going to be pretty scary to see what he can become.
So cool to be celebrating it during a final as well.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Obviously, games don't get much bigger, and, people always talk about milestones and stuff like that, so hopefully we can celebrate him in the way he deserves, and then we can play at a prelim. Would be good.
Well, speaking of celebrating people the way they deserve, sure, we want to celebrate you because you're so young. You're just a baby boy at 28 years old, mature age rookie, but you're still just an infant running around, according to the AFL Coaches Association.
Yeah, winning them youth awards.
It's nice seeing a teenager get a go, is all we'll say. What we wanted to do, Sean, is we've got a test that we've put together.
Yeah, a personality quiz, if you will.
Obviously, like, you are 28, but maybe you are a younger generation. So you're born in 1997 from what we
Which puts
gathered.
You on the cusp of millennial and Gen Z. Zillennial. Yeah,
nice. Okay, so depending on how you answer these questions, even though, like, your age is infant, toddler, baby, we might be able to find who the real Sean Manor is. So are you ready to answer a few questions?
I'm a bit nervous about this. I might be in a bit of trouble.
No, all right. Okay, Sean, what is your go-to way of communicating with your friends? A, call them on the phone. B, group chat or WhatsApp. C, Snapchat streaks or TikTok DMs.
Certainly not C. I'd say for friends back home, it would be phone call, like having a quick phone call. But With like the boys at the footy club, definitely group chat. It's easier.
Okay. All right. Well, we're going to put, we'll put A and B. Okay. Yeah. All right. What is your relationship like with jeans? A,
jeans.
I love a straight leg classic Levi's forever. B, skinny legs. They're still a thing, right? C, baggy and wide leg all the way.
Oh, that is fantastic. I'm definitely A. I actually haven't owned a pair of jeans for a long, long time and bought a pair last year. So
finally got that AFL straight money. Straight buy a pair of jeans.
Jeans are expensive these days, Tim.
It's a dad look for me.
Okay, well, I think we'll go one more because I feel like we're firming in one direction.
Okay.
So let's find out.
What is your go-to coffee order? A, just a regular black coffee. B, flat white or oat latte. C, iced oat matcha with boba or cold brew with syrup.
Oh, I don't even know what C is. I'm none of the above. I'm just a stock standard latte. But so I guess B is probably the closest to that, isn't it?
Right.
All right,
okay.
Jess. So we've got some thinking music that I guess we can get into. Jess, what is the computer telling us? How old is Shaw Manor?
Sean?
I should have just rigged it and I should have just went all the young ones. Yeah. That was silly on me.
Unfortunately, you've just won a youth award.
Yeah.
But according to our survey, you're a boomer.
Oh, no.
I'm a certified boomer. That's crazy.
So when you go to get your hair cut in a couple of minutes, just a 4 on the side and a 5 on the top. So something appropriate.
I try to have my haircuts pretty out there and make me look a bit younger. But this time I might have to just leave the greys in there and short back and sides.
Well, Sean, as we said before, it is genuinely great that you've got this award because it's well-deserved. Best of luck for Friday night, and hopefully next time we chat to you, you're on the way to a prelim.
Oh, that'd be amazing, guys. No, thanks so much for having me, and boomer, that's interesting. This
is Tim and Jess. Tim, you shot me through a meme the other day.
I think it's a photo from an old magazine.
It looks like
book.
Someone's taking a photo of something from the newspaper and then put it up as a meme.
Could easily be from like one of Koshy's...
Yeah,
best dad jokes kind of book.
Essentially, it was a list of true Aussie gentleman sayings.
Yes. I saw it and I didn't even read what was on it. I sent it to you because I was like, I want to know if I'm an Aussie gentleman.
Yeah. I don't think there's anyone in Geelong and the Surf Coast more true blue than you, Tim.
All right. Well, thank you.
True blue.
I don't think I'm very Aussie.
Just no, I'm really very, fair dinkum, rinky dink.
I think I'm Australian.
Sure.
Like if I was overseas, you wouldn't be like, geez, that Aussie bloke's like, oh, the famous
glare
and the clacker and all blah, blah, blah.
We've been told before that you can't do a lot of, you don't voice a lot of ads because your Australian accent's too thick.
It's too thick and lazy is the feedback, so I can't get paid to sell my voice, lucky me. But so are you going to test to see if I'm an Aussie gentleman?
Yeah, I'm going to give you a few little traditional Aussie phrases from this little clipping.
From pre-war.
And you tell me what they mean.
Yep.
And if you get it, then I guess you are a true Aussie gentleman.
Thank you. I like to think of myself as, you know, a bit of a gentleman.
If I was to say to you the words, you little ripper, what would I be saying?
That's awesome. So, like, today you got me a pink donut.
Yeah.
Unprompted. Well, you said it was because it was cheap.
Yeah.
Like, I saw a cheap donut and I thought of you and, like, I would say, you little ripper. Thank you so much.
Yeah, spot on. Excellent. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you. Perfect.
The official definition was, words of praise fail me, so have this instead.
Yeah.
If I said to you, rack off.
That's what I should be saying to you, but sometimes when we're not on air, I use other words, but it's, go away. Get out of here. Rack off. I don't want you around me.
Your presence is no longer required. I'll give you that one.
Yeah.
What if, you've actually said this to me a few times. Pull your head in.
Yeah, like, oi, focus up. What are you doing? Pull your head in. Let's get this. Come on. Yeah. Get the show on the road.
Yeah, spot on. What about your shout? Not something I often hear coming out of your mouth.
No. Like, oh, no, I would say your shout a lot. I would never say my shout.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't say that to someone. But that's just being like, hey, your shout, like, you're going to pay for whatever we're about to do.
Have you ever said to anyone, you pong?
That mean you stink?
It does, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never told anyone they pong before.
Yeah, I wouldn't use it like that. You'd say, oh, man, a bit
Oh, you're pongy. A bit pongy. Bit yeah. Pongy. Ugh, ugh. Don't you have a... Don't you use the deodorant? Like,
oh, it's called no pong.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Anything else that we can test me on here?
Give it a go, your mug.
Your mug?
Your mug.
Or is it your mung?
This is your meme, mate. Give it a go, your mug.
It's from pre-war propaganda, I'll
I'm too Macedonian
you know.
For this, clearly. Give
it a go, your mug.
Yep.
We'll just like have it like try, you idiot.
Yeah, that's exactly spot
you
on.
Fool.
Yeah.
Call me Crocodile Timmy. I am.
I told you. There's no one more true blue than my mate Tim.
I will not be stopped. I am.
Is this an Aussie gentleman or an Aussie bogan?
I don't know. But what we are going to do is we're going to ramp up some John Williamson. True blue. We'll just sit in it for a bit, okay?
Fair enough. Is it me and
you? Do you want me to harmonise?
Please. Is it mom and dad? Actually, stop. Is it a
cockatoo? Jess, you bring it home now. Is it standing by your mate when she's in a
fight? Oh, then your mind. I've just made eye contact with Ava from the newsroom. True
blue. You don't cut off John Williamson. True
blue. I'm not convinced Ava's ever heard that song before.
That's what if the Australian anthem ever falls down, that's next.
Yeah,
so
pick it up.
There we go. Oh, I forgot what we were talking about, but can we play that again?
Tim
and Jess,
the podcast. Tim, I want to talk about a new study that's been released from a university in Canada. And they looked at the correlation between what your name is and how likely it is you'll be hired for a job.
This has nothing to do with jobs, but can I tell you something that's been on my mind the last 2 days?
Sure.
So we've been doing Dial a Dad, the competition,
yeah,
the last few weeks.
A lot of dads named Steve. Steve.
Four. That I can remember. Two have been ours. I heard one on Tom and Loggy the other day. And then Chris was like, what's your dad's name? And they were like, Steve. That's what, and I think I'm missing some.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of dads
That's a lot
named
of, I reckon
Steve.
We've had most applicants with dads named Steve.
Yeah, but there's something I noticed this week.
Well, this study has shown that the results revealed people with smoother sounding names were more likely to be hired than those with harsher sounding names.
Have you got some examples of some harsh names and some smooth names?
Sure. So it may raise alarm bells for people named Rita, Eric, Chris, or Zach. Apparently, they have really hard, harsh words to sound out.
Seems like there's some C's and T's in there, mm-hmm, which you really got to move your mouth around.
And K's, Eric.
Eric.
Yeah. Whereas 36 names most likely to get you a job, read some of those from those lists. Anne, ooh, Lauren,
ooh,
Megan.
I really like
Nora.
If you're like, have a go at this, if you're listening, we'll all say Anne together.
Yeah.
Three, two, one.
Anne. It's soft.
Like my mouth barely worked.
Yeah.
Anne.
For the boys, Lewis, Miles, Morris and Nathan.
Miles. But like, you can say anything
sounds
softly.
Sounds creepy when you say that.
Because you could be like, Chris. Oh, no.
Nah, see, it's harsh. How did Chris get hired on this radio station?
No, I have no idea.
And this is what they said. Of course, employers usually have more to go on than just your name.
But does it say if there was two people, like a Chris and a Miles?
Yes, and they had the exact same qualifications. They're more likely to go for a Miles over a Chris.
Miles. What about, who do you think's got a more harsh name and a more soft name out of Tim and Jess? Oh, Jess falls out of you like soft serve ice cream, doesn't it? Jess. Jess. You've got to start the chainsaw. You've got to start the chainsaw.
I do enjoy how your nephew says your name.
Changes it for a D.
Tim.
Tim. Tim, what are you doing? I told you, and now you've told other people at work, and one of the girls in sales support walks around going, Tim,
Tim.
I keep confusing my nephews here. But yeah, that is a bit more jarring.
Yeah.
I don't think
Sorry to anyone with a bit of a harsher sounding name, but
should change it, I think.
That's... Well, is now a bad time to tell you that your son Jack's on the harsh list?
Not Jack. My Jack. Little baby Jack. Yeah, yeah, now that I say it, that's why he doesn't have a job.
Yeah.
That and the fact that he's two.
Freeloader.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye.
That concludes another thrilling edition of the Tim and Jess podcast.